Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
G'day, Frank.
Yes, good afternoon. Yeah, I just heard you talking about Pizza Hut. There's an eating one at Windsor.
Yes, so the website indicates. Now, is that the old school full sit down Pizza Hut with the checkered tablecloths?
Yep, yeah, been there, done that a couple of years ago, but it's still there.
It's still there?
I drive past it this morning, I did. Into their driveway.
I wonder why all the other Pizza Huts have closed down over the years.
Damn good question, but Black Stumps, I think. Oh, I've got a feeling there's one at Penrith.
Ooh, okay, I'll note that down.
I've got a feeling. What's that one at is it Kellyville on the Old Windsor Road?
Old Windsor Road at Kellyville might be a Black Stump. Okay, if someone's listening to us in Kellyville, give us a call, 13 13 32, because I certainly know that the Black Stump that was open in Engadine, more Heathcote near my place, for many, many years, it closed down. There was one in Carringbar. It closed down a few years back. And I just think there's a real need for that sort of venue.
Yeah.
We've got 5 million people in this city.
I'll tell you where there is a Sizzlers. Are you ready for this one?
Yes.
It's in the Robinson Centre at Udontani, Thailand.
A little bit far to travel this weekend, Frank. Good on you, Frank. Thanks for your call. Hello, Helen.
Hello, Clinton. Have you been to America?
I've never been to the United States, no.
There is, and I'm sure people who have been there know what I'm saying, there is an outlet called Denny's.
There was a chain, Denny's, here many years ago.
Yes, it didn't work, and when it came out, we thought, hoorah, they are wonderful. And I've just come back from America, and as soon as I saw Denny's, I thought, wow, because it costs a fortune to eat out, no matter whether you've got children or not children. And if you're there to see the sights, you don't want to spend a fortune eating. Some people do, I don't. You can get, for $12 American, a lovely big steak dinner. Oh, and the breakfasts are just like $6, and the variety is just fantastic. You could eat all over America with them and not spend too much at all.
Fantastic.
And I only wish we had them here.
No, I remember Denny's. It would have been, I think, in the mid-80s.
Yes, it sounds about right.
And I was a kid, and there was a Denny's, you know, I'm from the Shire, so there was a Denny's in Carringbar, from memory.
That's right, I think there was.
And I think they actually closed that down, and I think they put a Black Stump in its place.
Oh. Well, my son was only saying the other day, he's 40, that he misses having that Pizza Hut, you know, where you go there and you have all those extra delicacies with your pizza, or the Black Stump. You know, we were going past Helensburg the other day and he mentioned the fact. So he grew up with it too.
Yeah, look, the thing is, I've got, you know, everyone knows, I've got little kids. You don't want to take them to, you know, the Opera House or a fancy restaurant in the city. One, it's expensive, but two, you need to go home early and you don't want the kids making a scene.
Denny's is wonderful. It is the variety. There's pages and pages of breakfast, dinner. Oh, that's open 24 hours a day. Fantastic.
Let's bring back Denny's. Thank you for your call, Helen. Hello, Shane.
How you going, buddy?
I'm good. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. Good. The Black Stump, I think what's hurt them is their jingle back in the 80s. I think that's really stuck with everyone, you know, in their mind, and maybe the 90s.
Well, how did the jingle go? At the Black Stump, we're famous for our steaks.
No, it wasn't. That was at the Black Stump. We're famous for mistakes.
Good on you, Shane. Great call. Hello, Doug.
Jeez, Clinton. I thought you were the manager there on the station.
Yeah, I do that on the side. I look after the station on the side.
Mate, they mustn't be paying you enough if you're talking about bringing Pizza Hut restaurants back. I'll have a word to the... Who's your boss?
Well, Singo owns the joint.
Well, does he? Oh, he still owns it, right?
Yeah, he also Singo is the majority shareholder of our company with Fairfax.
If you look at, I thought he'd sold out of it.
No, Singo's still involved. You reckon Singo needs to give me a pay rise?
Well, I think so, mate. I'm not saying you have to, you know, I think it's a bit extreme to say you take the kids to the Opera House. I mean, I've never eaten there. I'm 50. So, I mean, but, you know, you've got local pizza places,
Look.
I frequent them all the time, and they're a lot fresher and better food. I mean...
You know what, Doug? I think I'm just reminiscing about my childhood.
I think you are.
This is those places you miss that have just disappeared, and I don't understand why they've disappeared.
But you know when they had that thing where you could go up and take different things?
Yeah, the food bar. Yeah.
The food bar, that's...
The salad bar.
The salad bar, you know, those sorts of things. The health and not the health, but trying to keep those places maintained so that there's no germs. I mean, I don't know if the person that's next has washed their hands.
You raise a very good point, Doug. Now, a few years back, I was in London, and I was there travelling by myself for work, and I needed to eat, and they have a Pizza Hut in central London. And I went there, and they had the salad bar, the all-you-could-eat salad bar. So I've gone in there, I've had the salad and the pizza, and I was then off to go to a tour of the BBC for work, to have a look how the BBC does things. And I tell you what, I had to do the bolt to the toilet and almost missed the tour of the BBC. And I think it had something to do with the salad bar at Pizza Hut.
And I've never had food poisoning, but I've heard it's very, very, well, it's very, very sick. So, I mean, I don't think I'd want to contemplate, you know, you've got kids running around everywhere, and that ain't happening.
Maybe, Doug, that's the reason they've disappeared. Hey, Doug, thanks for your call. Hello, Tracy.
Hi, Clinton. I live in Winter, and we do have the Pizza Hut sit-down restaurant there.
Right, it's there, okay.
It's actually quite good for the teenagers too, not and just a little one.
Is it still like the old days where they have the checkered tablecloth?
Yeah, you can sit down, the salad bar, the dessert bar, and of course all the pizza, et cetera.
Fantastic.
But the other fellow that was talking about the Black Stump at Kellyville?
Yeah, is it there?
No, it's more like Glenwood Park Lee, and it's actually called Outback Steakhouse.
Ah, Outback Steakhouse. I've seen, I think, an Outback Steakhouse maybe along Roberts Road when you're heading to Homebush Bay, the Olympic Park area, next to a service station. So it might be part of that chain.
I've been to that, and it is quite good.
Is it as good as the old Black Stump?
Actually, it's probably better.
Oh, hello. Hello.
They've got the best desserts there too.
Well, I might have a few places to go this weekend. Thanks, Tracy.
Hey, Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.